and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
You've walked through 18 open houses. Your feet hurt and your head is buzzing. Living in a van is starting to sound strangely appealing. But then you hear it. The sound of hope. Of Zillow. You glance at your phone to see a three-bedroom Craftsman in the right school district. It's perfect, and it just showed up on your phone, like magic. So sign up for mobile alerts, and we'll send you homes that fit your criteria when they hit the market. And to think, you wanted to live in a van. Zillow. Find your way home.
GEICO presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with GEICO. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
It's Thursday. Light these phones up, please. Let's go. This is the day where you, whatever you need, whatever you want, whatever you hate, whatever you like, questions. You have questions for us? Something you've always wanted to ask? Ask them. Phone lines are lighting up. Calls are stacking up. And we still have to get the Burke segment in. We'll do that. We'll get right to your calls. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Who has a Burke segment?
I do. I guess we both, do we both have Burke segment, Peon?
Yes, I have something.
Well, this is going to be great. Let's start with Dan, since he spoke up first. Dan Strauss here. Here he is. Dan Strauss, everybody.
Well, Peon and I were both down at the...
You're welcome.
The Cardinals put on an annual...
You forgot to say thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. The Cardinals put on an annual media luncheon, and it's basically... Basically, a luncheon for the media to get together.
To go get free stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Free lunch, and then they tell us about like all the stuff. And
awkward family reunion.
It is. It's a big family reunion because we've
worked with
everyone.
You know what it is?
It's
like a family reunion of a bunch of family members that can't stand each other.
Yeah, depressed.
But they go even though they don't want to go because there's free stuff.
So oh, yeah.
They suffer through putting up with radio people they can't stand.
Oh, no, I think everybody for the most part gets along. And,
it's phony. They hate each other.
Oh, okay. So we got to see everybody, and then Bill DeWitt Jr. gets up and he speaks, and then it was at Ballpark Village this year, so they were showing us Ballpark Village.
Ooh.
And everything. We got to go on a tour through the Hall of Fame. Ooh. In there.
Which, the museum.
The Hall of Fame Museum. Which there is a charge for it, but they gave it to us, once again, free.
Once again,
movers. And we got to walk through it. But the Hall of Fame is really, really awesome. It's really cool. But
again, like Pan said, Hall of Fame's in Cooperstown.
Museum.
Well, yeah, this museum. Is a Hall of Fame museum.
It's what used to be with, you know, where the bowling,
bowling Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame was, and then...
Oh, nothing will ever replace the great bowling Hall of Fame.
No, right. No. But I think they've added stuff to it, but there is some really cool memorabilia and a lot of cool stuff in there. And one of the things is a broadcast booth. And you go into the broadcast booth, and there's six different plays, and you can be the announcer. What happens is you listen.
You watch the original call on the screen.
Stan Musial's 3,000th hit.
Was done by Harry Carey. So you hear what how he broadcasted it, and then they say, all right, now it's your turn.
3, 2, 1. And then the play pops up on the screen, and you're the announcer, and you go through it, and then it records you, and you play it back.
And I'll bet you it's laughable. That has to be the funniest thing in the world. Because to a lot of people, I think it sounds like a good idea. And then when you're on, 3, 2, 1.
And they freeze.
Yeah, now what?
And here's David Freeze.
So well,
not for Dan,
it was
of course.
Musial's play.
Dan's
was...
a natural, and so.
Oh, but you get to pick from several different scenarios.
Yes,
Musial at bat, Freeze at bat.
Okay. Yeah, six different plays. David Freeze in Game 6 last year.
Can you do it as with a partner? Can you do it as a team, like Buck and Shannon or Harry Caray and Jack Buck?
Well, you could. See, I mean, there's one microphone there.
But that would be better.
Yeah, you could, but it's not. You don't get a whole lot of time.
It's like maybe 10, 12 seconds.
Yeah, that play is not. Maybe 20 seconds tops. The play is not that long. So you get to announce, here's the pitch, and there's the hit, and whatever. The David Freese 2011 home run to win the game and send it to game 7.
I was there for that.
I was there for that also. Yeah. You were there?
I was at that game. You bet I was.
I was at the game 6 and game 7. Game 7 was kind of a moot point because
that's the game that made David Freese a star.
Oh, game 6?
Yeah.
Definitely. Yes. So we went in.
Listen
and
to me talking sports.
Yeah.
We went in there. Pian and I went in and I did the Stan Musial 3,000th hit, and that was a kind of a short one.
As Mike Shannon?
Yes.
Beautiful.
So we did that first before we thought about it, and then Frank Ladd, who also works at the station, goes, you should record one of these.
Yeah. So we went in and did the David Freese. That's much longer. So
now, do you have it?
We have his audio. Yes! We have the audio and video on Facebook, but we can play just the audio.
Oh,
right,
I want to hear the audio.
All right, here we go.
That'll be good.
Here it goes. Get up, baby. Oh, yeah, baby! David Freese has just sent us to the seventh game of the World Series here in the bottom of the 11th. Cardinals win!
What great audio quality.
Well, yeah, it was from my phone, so it's
recorded it on his phone.
Piped. But, so it's funnier to see it also with
I'm
video.
I'm guessing, that it is funnier.
We should go back and do some more. That was fun.
With better audio, maybe.
Yeah. But that was it. Ballpark Village is really cool. That was the first time I've ever been there.
Well, it should be. It took long enough.
Yeah, no kidding.
That was supposed to have been done, I don't know, 10 years ago or something?
Yeah.
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 All right, anything else?
That was it.
We turn it over to Peon?
Yes, I have some.
And now with Peon's contribution, here's Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It's time to check in with our favorite old coot again, Pat Robertson.
Oh,
great.
I have a new clip from him. So without further ado and no explanation, we'll just go ahead and play it.
Okay, this is Jason who says, I've been married for a few years now and have only been intimate with my wife a handful of times. Lately, she has no interest in the bedroom, even though she flirts with me all the time.
Yeah, you're married.
I believe the Bible says withholding sex is wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, it's what the Apostle Paul said. Do not deny one another except for a period of fasting and then come back together again that you be not tempted by the devil. I don't know what's wrong with your wife, whether she's got some psychological problem, whether she was molested as a child, you can go into all that stuff. And you really need a professional to deal with her, but that is a problem. I mean, she really wants intimacy because she's flirting with you. She wants to
be attractive,
and to have you take advantage, to take attention to her, pay attention to her. But at the same time, she doesn't want to come together and consummate the marriage. That's grounds for divorce.
Grounds for divorce.
You you heard
divorce
him.
Her, but you can't. That is grounds of law. But
grounds
I would think what she needs seriously is to face whatever problem it is that took place in her childhood that has caused her this problem, and get it taken care of.
Well, Pat's absolutely right. That is grounds for divorce. And here's the ladies. Here's the lesson. And this is from Pat Robertson. The man's a minister, for goodness sakes. And he's taking his advice right from the Bible. When your husband wants it, give it to him. It's that simple. Right. Either that or you got some psychological problems, or you might be going to hell.
Do not withhold that poontang from your husband.
The Bible makes it very clear. He's got that Clinton kind of
thing. Yes, he does.
I believe Apostle Paul said, give us up with thy poontang to thy husband.
And do it all. Do it together.
It's grounds law.
Come together. That's what he said. Come together.
Grounds for divorce.
That hesitation thing that he does is interesting.
He took quite a leap when he said she was probably molested as a child. That's quite a assumption,
Pat,
there.
You don't think there's any other possibility?
Any other reason?
Yeah, like maybe she just hates sex.
Or menopause or anything.
I've heard it's painful for some women,
Well,
she's probably molested as a child.
Hey, I'm not kidding. Was that you or him?
That was me.
That was great.
Well, yeah, that was really good.
I thought you replayed it. I'm not kidding. That was fantastic. Add that to Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, and Jay Leno to your repertoire.
Do that again.
What's interesting about this guy,
as a chat.
Every time he makes one of his completely ignorant statements, he has to do give me 30 seconds to think of something stupid to say.
I like how he threw in, take advantage of it. Oh, no, not
that's not advantage.
Take advantage of
Grounds Law.
Grounds Law? Who's Ground?
I don't know. That's Grounds Law
Dr.
for a divorce.
Dr. Ground from 1863, yeah. According to
Dr. Samuel Ground.
I love that. He's the best.
Grounds Law says...
Divorce. Probably molested as a child, and he made it clear as the grounds for divorce.
So that's it. She was molested as a child. She has problems having sex, so divorce her.
Yep.
Wow. We've been married a few years. We've only had sex a handful of times. That's called the average marriage. That's what he should have said. He said, well, he said, you know, first of all, if a man wants regular sex, don't get married. Because the women are much more likely to give it up as bait to hook you. Don't let them hook you.
Once she has you trapped, she doesn't have to give you anything anymore.
Why buy the milk when you get the cow when you can get the milk for free? Oh, my God. I love that guy. He's so good. Horrible. Right, anything else?
Yep, that was it.
Let's close it up. Burn segment's closed. I don't know what's going on here. It's Thursday. Thursday's the day. These phones are
weird.
Usually, I just disconnected my headphones or something. Something weird happened. Okay, there.
Done that before.
I pulled it out of its little socket.
Yeah, I've done that before. I turned one way and my headphones popped out, and you're going, and we talked with Sylvester Stallone, and I didn't hear anything. It's like I'm trying to plug it in. It's like,
314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS.
Oh, I did want to mention, I know we closed the Burke segment. My daughter, Alyssa, is in New York City right now.
You've never mentioned
New
her.
New York City!
Yeah.
I don't believe you've ever mentioned her.
They just arrived a couple hours ago, I guess, and they've already been into Times Square, and they're heading now to the 9/11 Memorial.
That's a great story.
And I think they're having a blast, but she's up there for a choir competition. It's one of the biggest in the country.
I believe you've ever bragged on her before.
No, I never have.
Not that I remember.
No.
We're going to break, and we're going to come back and take more of the calls that you aren't making for whatever reason. It could be our phone system, because that wouldn't be a first time. I saw in... Pat Roberts is starting to rub off on me. I saw in STL Today where Kirkwood has received a $10 million grant for a pool, a competitive swimming pool on the campus. Now, two things came to mind. One, I'm a guy who can't even imagine your high school having a swimming pool, first of all. I went to high school 2 years in Tennessee and then 2 years in Waterloo, Illinois. What swimming pool? What are we talking about? It's just foreign to me. The most exciting thing we did was we took a bus to the bowling alley, because one of the courses you could take in exchange for PE was bowling. And I thought, well, shoot, I'll go bowling, because then you don't have to dress out and put on the stupid little shorts and the little T-shirt and then change, take a shower. So we got on the bus and we went bowling by a swimming pool. And the other thing I was thinking was $10 million? Really? There's a swimming pool? And I'm sure it's a big one, but still, $10 million. A nice pool. A really nice pool. $100,000 you're talking. So I don't know, maybe it's 10 times what a standard pool would be. Maybe they do cost $10 million. Tom's on the phone and I'm going to talk to him. Hello, Tom.
Hey, I'm at a in the PM.
Well, that's a good way to be.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, I wanted to talk about that battle of the bands from the other day that Dan was participated in. I I also participated in that, and I haven't heard back who won yet. I don't know.
That's a great point. Now, Dan, you never followed up, which tells me you're embarrassed because you didn't win.
I don't know what happened because...
Wait a minute. Wait,
no, here's what happened.
The result.
I'm with Tom. What night was this?
Here's what happened, Tom.
What night was this? Saturday?
Monday. Monday, they were supposed to announce
it was Thursday
night.
Played
Thursday night, and here it is a week later.
Okay, Tom. Right. Do you guys have an engineer in your band that's part of that group?
Yes, that was a requirement to participate. You had to have an engineer. Somebody in the engineers club had to be in the band. That was, as I understood it, that was a requirement.
Okay, we do too. And Kent, our guitar player, is a member of that, and he didn't go to the meeting Monday night, and they were supposed to take and announce who it was Monday night. But we haven't heard. We still haven't heard, and Kent hasn't heard.
And I, it's a group of guys that I used to play with a long time ago. We don't play a whole lot anymore, so I haven't followed up with any of them since then. But I was listening to the, I've heard you guys mention it, kind of here and there the last couple of days.
Yeah.
Last couple of shows, so I didn't know if you'd heard anything or not. I've never participated in a battle of the band, so it was just really weird. To see how that all worked out.
I haven't either, but the trophy is a cool trophy.
Well, you may never know.
It looked like it. Nice. No, it was a fun night.
Yeah,
I would do it again.
They took the trophy, and they took the trophy, and we were waiting around, and they said, "Well, we're going to announce it at the meeting on Monday night." And we never heard. And Kent said he didn't go to the meeting, so now he was trying to find out, and we haven't heard. So
Well,
now, and also I just want to say that because I've heard you guys talk about your band a lot. You guys kill, man. You guys are good.
Well, thank you.
You guys are a good band. It was fun to listen to you guys.
Wow.
But also, I'm kind of a new listener. I've listened to you guys for about a year or so.
Yeah.
My father-in-law, or to the show I'm talking about, and my father-in-law got me into the show. You guys were talking the other day about talking about the history of the Burke segment. I never got to hear that.
My high school history teacher, American history's name was Jack Burke, he was the coolest teacher and one of the best teachers I ever had. It was a one-hour history class, and he'd walk in the classroom. The minute hand was right on top of the hour. Let's say it's 1 o'clock, and he'd walk in and look at the class every single day, and he'd say, "Does anybody have anything to say?" And he gave us 15 minutes exactly. I mean, when the second hand and the minute hand were straight up, and it was... I mean, when the minute hand was on 3, all right, and it was exactly 15 hour, and the second hand was at the top, he went right into history class, and you couldn't trick him. You couldn't, what we tried to do was at about 14 minutes and 20 seconds, we go, "Hey, Mr. Burke, what do you think about..." Well, it didn't work, because at exactly quarter after, he'd say these words, "Let's get down to business." And he'd do more in 45 seconds and teach you more American history than most teachers could do in 3 hours. Huh. But he let us for 15 minutes. He didn't care what you want to talk about. You could say, "How about those Cardinals?" You could say, "Mr. Burke, I wrecked my dad's car the other... What do you think about... what should it cost to get a bumper for..." It didn't matter. And that was the greatest thing, because you knew you had 15 minutes to just BS. But, man, quarter after. So that's the Burke segment in honor of Mr. Burke, because he said the words, "Does anybody have anything to say?" And I just thought it was...
And that was high school?
High school. Senior year in high school. Yeah.
Well, that just sounds like the sign of a good teacher. I mean, so the whole point of it was just to kind of get the...
To let you know that he was interested in anything you wanted to talk to him about. And I'm going to tell you something. Most of the teachers in my life, and I think this is true of most people, there wasn't much memorable about them. They were just teachers. But every once in a while, a teacher came along, and he found something to set him apart. And not only was he a great teacher, but that little thing he did, no other teacher would, I guess they'd consider it waste, a fourth of the classroom time, but man, he made up for it in 45 minutes. And he was a great teacher. So that's the Burke segment.
That's interesting. I remember watching something. I think it was something about how Jim Carrey got into comedy, and that's kind of how he got into comedy. Is that he had so much energy, and he was so disruptive in class that his teacher finally pleaded with him and told him that she'd give him the last 15 minutes of the day to entertain his classmates if he wow. just kind of calmed down. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, good for
her. Yeah, that sounds a lot like that. So.
Tom, thank you for the call.
Yeah. Anytime. Thank you.
Anytime? How about you want to call Monday?
Anytime.
Yeah. Call us Monday. Hi, Tom. He said anytime. We'll talk to him Monday.
Let's do it.
All right. Let's talk to Michael before we have to break because we have no agenda till the next hour. Hi, Michael. How are you?
Hey, amen to PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
What's up?
I don't know if you guys realize it or not, but Dan Strauss, in the pure only Dan Strauss style, earlier was talking about his daughter being at the 9/11 memorial and having a blast.
Yeah, I did. Oh, I did not
catch that.
They're having a blast in New York.
I was going to let that go. But,
They went to Times Square and see where they were having a really good time there. Now that then they were going to 9/11.
I didn't catch it. Highly inappropriate.
I didn't even catch it either, but.
Good choice of word. Well, of course you didn't catch it, Dan.
Yeah, I didn't. Thank you.
He's never had foot and mouth disease before.
Michael's right. You're the last guy. Great catch.
I wish if you ever get a chance, if you could find the time to tell that story. It's a great story about how you ordered a motorcycle, and when it arrived, you had to assemble it.
Oh, my goodness. It was in South Carolina. It was a nightmare.
Yeah, and I just think that is one of the best. I always think about that story. I've told my kids that story a couple times.
No,
I just think that's a really neat one. Yeah.
You know what? Maybe I'll tell it today. We got a lot of time to kill today.
Oh, that'd be great, man. I appreciate it.
If I'm sneaking in, I'll do it. I'll do it. Thank you, Michael.
Okay, thanks.
Let me get Eric in here. Hello, Eric.
Hi, Frank. I'm AM in the PM.
Well, and you say it proudly, like you mean it. What can we do for you?
Yes, sir. Hey, I'll look that up about West Virginia, where it's the documentary or something.
Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia.
Yeah, the Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia. But the original documentary was Just Go White, the Dancing Outlaw. If you don't think this is one of the most entertaining things you've ever seen, I want you to email me and let me know, and you'll be the first person that's ever said that. Jesco White, J-E-S-C-O, Jesco White, the Dancing Outlaw, and then the follow-up documentary that Johnny Knoxville did, The Wild, Wonderful Whites of West Virginia. What a family.
Great. Well, I'll look that up.
They make Honey Boo Boo's family look like Harvard graduates.
Yes. Okay?
No, they do. So what else?
Great.
What else?
Yeah. Well, that was it. I appreciate it.
Well, that was easy. We appreciate that. Your call. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you. Bye.
Now, was that Eric?
Yes.
All right, I'm getting John in here. I'm not breaking yet. Hello, John. John, that's you.
Yeah, I have two other thoughts of what might be the problem with your wife.
No, it's not my wife.
Well, you know, the gentleman.
Yeah.
The first is that she's really a man and doesn't know how to tell him.
That's a good one.
And the second is a question of what size dog do you have?
I don't follow.
Bestiality.
The dog.
The Bible says bestiality.
I think he's trying to do a Pat Robertson impression.
Are you trying to do a Pat Robertson impression? That means yes.
Exit stage left.
Yep. Oh, boy.
Yes, and he realized how. When somebody has to ask you if you're doing it,
yes.
That means it's not very good. All right, one more, then we'll break. Hello, Randy. How are you?
Hey, boys. How's it going?
It's going great. It's a great day.
AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. All right, Frank, I got to bend your ear for a minute.
All right.
Your documentary recommendation?
Dear Zachary?
Dear Zachary.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Thanks so much for that one, Frank.
Now, are you being sarcastic, or do you mean it?
That's not a very upbeat.
No, I didn't say it was.
I think that's what he's trying to, yeah.
No, I've already gotten a couple emails from people thanking me, but saying, my goodness.
Horribly depressing.
It just hit them right in the gut. They didn't expect it.
Here's the worst part about it, though.
Don't give away the one part.
I watch the Blues game,
yeah.
And they just, you know, a heartbreaking loss in overtime to the Hawks in game four. Everybody knows that, right?
Right.
So I'm like, I don't want to go to bed with this, you know, broken heart feeling.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So you didn't give any kind of cliff notes or heads up.
Well, you can't because it'd give too much away.
Exactly, and I agree. But I'm thinking, okay, it's about a boy writing, you know, this documentary about this thing to this boy he's introducing to his father who died. I'm thinking it might be uplifting, you know, a little bit cheerful, lighten the mood, a little heart,
yeah,
heart
no.
kind of thing.
Nope.
I'm sitting there halfway through. I got my jaw dropped with, you know, trying to eat. I can't even eat popcorn. I'm just, I'm getting ready to cry. I'm a grown man. I'm sitting here. I'm like, Frank, I wanted something light.
but would you not agree that after you finish watching this, if you think you got dealt a bad hand in life, how about that couple?
The grandparents.
And I can't say too much, but how about the Bagbys? And for people who don't know what we're talking about, it's called Dear Zachary. It's a documentary, and it is so powerful.
It's so moving.
Yeah, and you can't imagine that two people can go through how what these people went through.
How those two can even wake up in the morning.
No, I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. I'm glad you watched it. I'm sorry it wasn't what you wanted to turn your night around, but I don't know.
It was a little bit of a curveball, that's all.
But I'm glad you appreciated it.
Oh, yes. It was
really
a very,
well done.
Very good film. I mean, very moving.
All right. Well, thank you for the call.
All right, boys. Take care. Have a good weekend.
All right. You can call anytime. All right. We have to take a break. Now we're starting to get late and get behind. Every advertiser that I speak for on this show, and we need more. We took a big hit about 4 or 5 years ago. We haven't come out of it yet. But the ones who stayed the course, the ones that I speak for now, I couldn't be prouder to speak for them. And Matheny is included in that category. Here's a good, solid family business. And there are companies that are good companies that aren't necessarily family businesses. But I tend to think that if you want to generalize and say, okay, just really generalize and say what kind of business is the best kind of business to deal with. In a lot of cases, if you have to pick big corporate national chain or same kind of work done by local family business, in a lot of cases, local wins. That person that lives, that family that lives and works here with you, and especially when they've been around as long as the Matheny family has, 71 years they've been doing heating and cooling. Now, I've said before, I think the cooling part was a whole lot easier many, many, many years ago when almost nobody had air conditioning. And then along comes a window unit, and then here comes a central air thing, and now everybody that has heating probably for the most part has air conditioning, and so they got a lot more work to do, but they do it. And they do it well. And they do it well by keeping up with today's technology, because it's like car engines. You look under the hood of a car today, it doesn't even resemble what you see when you open the hood of a 57 Chevy. You could open the hood of a 57 Chevy and get in there and stand up in the holds in the airspace. You can see the ground below it. You can't see anything on a car now. And the same thing is kind of true of air conditioners and heating units. So you got to know what you're doing. You got to be up on it, and they are. And they're constantly training their people. And if you live in St. Louis or St. Charles counties, and that's about 98% of St. Charles County, I'm inviting you to make this your heating and cooling company. And like anything else we talk to you about, I'm never going to send you somewhere or ask you to consider someplace that I wouldn't be proud to use myself. And I use Matheny, and I bought cars from Landolf, and I go to Ballast Dental Care, and I'm not going to just, you know, talk the talk without walking the walk. And I think you're gonna thank us for this, because the one thing that's going to happen is you're never again going to have to worry about who to call or call your neighbor or brother-in-law. Who did you use when you had your heating? No, you'll know. Once you have them out, you'll have them out again, because they're thorough, they're courteous, they're fair with their pricing, and they're not fraudulent. They're not going to pull one of these, you know, John Stossel ABC undercover things where they snip a wire on purpose to tell you you need a whole new compressor. You don't have to worry about that stuff. Good, solid company, Matheny Heating and Cooling. Find out more at MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Meep, meep.
Let's see how traffic looks right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, they've cleared that accident on Telegraph at Highway at Forder, so traffic there is thinned out. You just have a little bit of a backup in the right lane trying to get off at Telegraph, so things should be thinning out rapidly. Now, if you're traveling on westbound 44, you're slow from the Museo Bridge to the Edward Jones Dome. Eastbound 40 downtown, about 20th Street to the Poplar Street Bridge. You have that delay in the construction zone, north and southbound 255 between 270 and Highway 5570. Southbound 170 is stacking up now, just a little south of Olive down through Highway 40. And eastbound 270 looks like it's just normal now. It's McDonald through New Florissant. They've cleared whatever at Lindbergh, whatever it was at Lindbergh, they've cleared that up. And this traffic report is brought to you by Taco Bell Breakfast. The next generation of breakfast is here. Introducing the all-new breakfast menu at Taco Bell. Wake up, live mas. At participating locations. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Volunteering today could mean medical breakthroughs tomorrow. Consider participating in a clinical research study at Covance. Visit testwiththebest.com today.
Severe weather can happen at any time. At any time. Even if your power goes out, you can still tap the app. The KTRS app on your phone for the latest real-time updates on the latest weather conditions and warnings. We keep the information streaming live at KTRS.com. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
It seems like almost overnight, St. Louis went from a buyer's market to a seller's market. But you still want to buy that new home, so what are you going to do? You need to be represented and you need to be taken care of. Kathy Helbig and the Kathy Helbig Group. Kathy Helbig has been around 17 years as a full-time top producer in the St. Louis metropolitan area. She knows St. Louis County and she knows St. Charles. She and her team will lead you through all the pitfalls to find that perfect house for you. Yes, she's buyer specialist. Yes, she's a seller specialist and marketing experts. In fact, you name it, she can do it when it comes to real estate. To find out more, it's the Kathy Helbig Group, KathyHelbig.com, or you can go on Facebook and type in What the Helbig and find out more. 314-276-SOLD. Don't do anything. If you're buying a home, don't do anything until you check in with Kathy Helbig and the Kathy Helbig Group. 314-276-SOLD or KathyHelbig.com. And on Facebook, What the Helbig.
Hi, this is Lori Heisey of Heisey Advisory Group. My husband Ken and I started our practice knowing that we could only be as successful as the families we work with, and nothing makes us happier than helping our clients. Call us now for a no-obligation consultation, and we can help you with a roadmap for your retirement. Call us at 314-909-1116. Our economy and our lives are changing all the time, and you should be sure that you're prepared for both. Our comprehensive approach is designed to give you the predictability and flexibility you need to help effectively protect your assets.
Call Heisey Advisory Group right now at 314-909-1116 for your no-obligation financial review. That's 314-909-1116. Or visit them at heiseadvisorygroup.com. Heisey Advisory Group, a simple path to financial security. Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
Here's a quick quiz from SelectQuote that can literally change your life. First, how much did your family earn last year? How much were your expenses? Now, if something tragic happened to you or your spouse, do you have enough put aside to cover those expenses for several years? If not, you need life insurance. Now, I know money is tight, but you probably don't know that term life insurance through SelectQuote can be incredibly affordable. I'm Heather McFadden, a SelectQuote agent. Every day, I impartially shop highly rated life insurance companies and find healthy people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s hundreds of thousands of dollars in protection for only a dollar or two a day. That's right, only a dollar or two a day. See for yourself. All it takes is a quick no-obligation call to SelectQuote.
Call 1-800-600-7371. 1-800-600-7371. 1-800-600-7371 or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Did you know that a Nobel Prize was awarded for a medical discovery that improves your sexual performance? It's true. Nitric oxide was discovered to improve your sexual performance. It also miraculously improves your heart health, blood pressure, energy levels, your immune system, diabetes, arthritis pain, even your memory and mood. That's why millions of men and women have begun taking nitric oxide boosters as daily supplements. And right now, we're releasing free bottles of Peak Nitric Oxide so you can discover the benefits for yourself. Be one of the first 100 callers at 1-800-400-3181. After extensive research and clinical tests, nitric oxide has been described as the miracle molecule of the 21st century. Taken once a day, you'll not only begin feeling years younger, but we'll also send you free test strips to prove it works. Discover how to get your free bottle of Peak Nitric Oxide and free test strips at 1-800-400-3181. Be one of the first 100 callers. 1-800-400-3181.
When it's time to upgrade to Granite, there's only one name you need to know. Granite Busters. Whether it's for the kitchen, bathroom, bar, or fireplace, Granite Busters has you covered. With over 125 colors and more than 500 slabs in stock, the Granite Busters showroom and double warehouse features the largest on-site selection in the region. And nobody beats Granite Busters on price. Category A granite starting at $29.99 per square foot installed. And every installation is guaranteed for life. Granite Busters, 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. Online at granitebusters.com.
Parktown Audi is the industry leader for Audi in the St. Louis metro area. Right now, Parktown has the 2015 Audi A3 sedan with automatic transmission, full leather interior, power moonroof for $29,000. That comes with a four-year, 50,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty. If you're in the market for a new Audi, from the ever-popular A4 to the Audi flagship A8, Parktown will not be undersold. Family operated for 41 years in Kirkwood at 10230 Manchester Road, just 1 mile east of Lindbergh.
There's something special happening at Christian Hospital. From the skilled, gentle touch of our caregivers, to our commitment to innovation and technology, to the inspiring stories of healing and achievement, we're using our extraordinary experience to create extraordinary experiences every day. Visit ChristianHospital.org to learn more. Christian Hospital, member BJC Healthcare.
Really don't mind if you sit this one out.
Let's share.
Yep.
Jump right on these phones because they're all lit up now. Thank you, Amy. Amy, thank you so much for the email. Amy sent me an email. She and her girlfriend are going to talk it over and see if they can attend the trivia night and sit at the table. And she sounded hot, and her girlfriend sounded hot. So that would be thank you, Amy, for considering it. Let's go to John. John, how are you, and what can we do for you?
Sir, good afternoon.
Afternoon.
AM and the PM.
That's the way to be.
And I've got a little bit of time on my hands, just recently retired. And
good for you.
We're going to go down to Bowling Green. We've got a group of people to go through the museum and the Corvette factory. Have you ever been there?
Never been there.
Really?
No, I'll hit it one of these days. I'm not retired yet.
I just recently retired, and there's like four couples. We're going to take our car Corvettes down there.
Oh, man, that'll be a blast.
Yeah.
That should be fun.
Do that. And I guess the other question I had, too, for you, did you watch Fargo this week?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, after listening to you, because I didn't know they even had the show on, that's how I found out about it, because I like the original movie. And like you said, the lady, Marge, mm-hmm. in the original one,
yeah.
that woman, her mannerisms and everything are really completely...
Yeah, she's got it. She nailed it.
Yeah, so, and, you know... I mean, what can I say?
And how creepy is Billy Bob, this guy?
Oh, I know. Billy Bob George. I know. Some of the stuff that went on, I know. Like,
and I got a feeling it's just going to get better and better and better. It is the new Breaking Bad. I'm hooked.
He called that one son and told him that the inheritance was going to go to the other one, and you're looking out the window, and here he is like a golf club or something.
I know. It's great. Yeah. And nobody will understand what we're talking about unless they watch it. But I'm glad you like it.
Okay, well, hey. Frank, you have a good one, and good talking to you. And
hey, man, have fun at the Corvette Museum. One of these days when I'm retired, that'll be on my list. I'll hit that place, and I'll take my Corvette there.
I'm going to do it. Yeah, I'm going to drive it. And we thought about taking the other car, but you know what? You bought it to enjoy it. And
that's right.
My Harley.
And for goodness sakes, you're going to the Corvette Museum. What else would you drive but your Corvette?
Got to do it.
All right, have a good time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, John.
Bye, Frank. Bye-bye.
And Scott is next. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Jose. I just bought an iPhone 5, and I have a question.
No,
wrong day.
Wrong day.
Wrong day, wrong person.
All right, well, I have this German Shepherd that...
Wrong day, wrong person. That's Wednesday, Dr. Doug.
All right. No, I did. I wanted to call and also thank you about some of the documentaries you talked about. And we watched a couple of weeks ago that one on TWA Flight 800.
Yeah.
I haven't followed up. Whatever became at the end, you know, they signed this petition to have them reopen the case. Yeah, whatever became of that?
I think nothing, like so many other things that they don't want us to keep talking about. Nothing, as far as I know.
That's a real shame, because these people are so convinced.
Oh yeah.
That it wasn't the middle fuel tank or whatever.
I'm convinced it wasn't a fuel tank. I'll tell you that.
No, and the other night, a week or two, we watched that when Jews were funny. Oh, that's
wow!
Really good.
You know
really
what?
Good.
You're I got to start a documentary club like Oprah's Book Club. And
did you just happen across these, or someone tips you off? Or
some people usually email me and tell me. But when Jews were funny, I've shared that with about four friends. Two of them thought it was hilarious. Two of them said I didn't even get it. I think you have to really like comedy, and you have to be interested in the evolution of comedy and what a huge role the Jewish population played in not only writing, but in being stand-up comics. The George Burns, Milton Berle, Red Skelton, all these people were Jewish. And I don't care what anybody says, they have an ability to take their miserable past experiences and turn them into funny stories.
And I had no idea the guy that Super Dave was Jewish. I had no idea. He was always Super Dave Osborne.
Yeah, he's Bob Einstein. He's Albert Brooks' brother. Albert Brooks' real name is Albert Einstein. That's his real name, and Super Dave is his brother.
Oh, my gosh, fantastic. Well, yeah, let's start a documentary club. Some of them are good, some of them are bad. And
that's not a bad idea.
I can't think of the name of it. It's called The Bridge or something like that. If you want to get depressed, brother.
Oh, that's the one we mentioned the other day, yeah, about the Golden Gate Bridge. Yeah.
Oh, the suicide?
Yes.
The Golden Gate Bridge. And they just show people walking back and forth on the bridge, and they actually show people jumping.
Yeah. Oh, I got to watch that. I'll check that out. Scott, I appreciate the call.
All right, AM in the PM.
Thank you. Can I sneak another one in?
I think so.
Steve, you're up. Steve, how are you?
Hey, guys, AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. All right, Frank. I've been listening for a while, and I think you and I are about on par when it comes to television and documentary movies.
Okay.
As to what's good. All right, have you ever seen Capturing the Freedmans?
No.
Okay, you got to watch it. It started out a documentary. The director wanted to make a documentary about guys that went to kids' birthday parties and they played clowns.
Mm-hmm.
And the most popular clown in New York City happens to have I'm not going to give anything away. He happens to have a really strange family, and that's what the movie's about. And I guarantee you'll love it if you watch it.
Well, I'm very interested and intrigued by the whole clown thing ever since John Wayne Gacy came on the scene.
Well, it's not necessarily about clowns. I don't want to say anything about it, but the movie takes a drastic turn after he meets this guy.
And what's it called again?
It's called Capturing the Freedmans.
And it's not capturing like they're running from the law. It's just... Okay, don't say anymore.
Could be about that.
Okay, Capturing the Freedmans.
I'm not giving anything away.
I'm making a note of it right now. Capturing the Freedmans.
Fargo is the best TV show since Breaking Bad.
I absolutely agree. Yeah. Steve, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Frank. Bye.
All right, Boo Cleveland, we're going to make it?
We may
make it. Let me do some business. We'll see if we make it. If not, we'll get him in the Playhouse. Thompson Price. I actually called Tom Price yesterday. I have a company, a business that contacted me about advertising, and I'm kind of picky, and because of the nature of the business, I thought, here's a guy that might know something about him. So I called Tom, and I said, what's the story on this business and this guy? And he said, absolutely stamp of approval. Not only that, he said, we, Thompson Price, do business with that company. And I thought, that's all I need to know right there. That's the kind of trust I have in Thompson Price and his people. It goes beyond just trusting them to do my kitchen or my bathroom. That's really all you need to worry about, though, is can you trust them to deliver what they say they're going to deliver? And the answer is yes, because they make it very clear. They don't do $5,000 kitchens. They're not going to do anything that they're not going to be proud of, no matter how much you beg them to, well, let's really cut some corners and do this, the cheap. They're also not going to try to sell you something because it's the most expensive. This is the company that talked me out of a Sub-Zero refrigerator because they told me flat out, and I know they would have made a lot of money selling me a Sub-Zero. They buy it, they mark it up. I know how that works. They talked me out of it. Because they said for half that money, we can put a refrigerator in your kitchen that will be every bit as good and last as long. And that's what they did, and the refrigerator's still humming along after 18 years. So they saved me a lot of money. Thompson Price, they do it right. If you want your money's worth, start with this website, thompsonprice.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a quick look at traffic now. Here is Tim Weiland.
Well, you've got an accident now. It's on the ramp from southbound 170 to westbound 40. It's the police are partially blocking the right lane. That has traffic backed up now almost to Page. If you're on westbound 40, you're going to slow approaching Kings Highway through McCausland. You're a little bit heavy as you approach the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 40, running slow from 141 up through Mason, and southbound 270, a pocket between Olive and Ledoux, and another one between 40 and Manchester. This report brought to you by Taco Bell Breakfast. The next generation of breakfast is here. Introducing the all-new breakfast menu at Taco Bell. Wake up, live mas at participating locations. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm hungry.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Yes, I am.
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinstlouis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinstlouis.com.
Thanks.
Downtown St. Louis is the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by McLeod Cab, your AM the PM cab company. Download the app STL Taxi. It's free, it's a great app, great way to get yourself a McLeod Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Bill. Before you speak, in the playoffs, I'm going to read a great email I got about your being turned down for a date by that girl. You got to stay tuned and hear it, because it'll make you feel a whole lot better.
All right,
no, seriously, I will.
Stay tuned.
Okay.
As a promotional tool, Honda has come out with a riding lawnmower. Listen to this. It goes 117 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Riding lawnmower, 117 miles an hour. That, of course, means that in her next race, Danica Patrick could be passed by a lawnmower.
That's right.
Russia is now claiming that it owns part of the moon. This is not a joke. Russia's actually saying now that they can claim part of the moon as their own. And when he heard the news, Governor Chris Christie said, well, as long as we get to keep the part that's made out of cheese.
Oh, yeah, he loves that cheese.
And an 80-year-old man's now graduated from college with a degree in art. He said he's just like any other art major, which, you know, means he'll be moving back in with Mom and Dad. And finally, this afternoon,
Mom and Dad are going to be real old.
The world's oldest musical instrument. You know what it is? It's a flute. It's a flute. It's made from vulture bone and is easily about 40,000 years old.
Wow.
And it turns out the ancient flute was originally used on Cher's first farewell tour.
Wow.
A little history there. Yeah, the Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by McLeod Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, and downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland with Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill. Stick around. The letter that concerns Bill and his being turned down by some chick. It's 5 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Her husband was just murdered in Afghanistan, yet she bears no ill will. Chicago pediatrician Jerry Umanos was one of three American doctors shot dead by a security guard.